Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Comes to us courtesy of Jibin Jewelers, Glenn's premier jewelry store. He's Daryl Ryder. Daryl, how are we doing?
What's happening, Jake?
Nothing much. I mean, we'll just start there. Obviously, we encourage people at promptly 11 o'clock to go listen, if they haven't already, to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where you sat down with Governor DeWine. Daryl, compared to where you were before that conversation, what was your big takeaway, though?
Well, I mean, just... The governor clarifying just how this new sports gaming tax is going to work. There was a lot of thought out there by, sports betting fans that they were the ones being taxed. Their winnings would be taxed. And the governor made it clear that no, that it is the companies that will be taxed and continued have been taxed, will continue to be taxed under this new plan. I think it's certainly a plan the Browns should really take a look at, but it certainly is a unique way to try and provide a solution for the never-ending need for stadium funding assistance, not just for the Browns, but for the Cavs, for the Guardians, the Reds, the Bengals, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You've got minor league teams across the state, of course, the Columbus Clippers, Akron Rubber Ducks. We have the Lake County Captains up here. There is a youth sports component involved in this fund that will be created should this get through the state legislature. Most importantly, this is a proposal. And the state legislature is, hammering the budget out and the details of the governor's proposal out. And that's going to take a couple of months here. But it does provide a unique opportunity to find ways to invest in these very expensive buildings without having to do what they did, frankly, for the Cleveland Guardians a couple years ago. They had to dip into the state general fund to come up with $2 million a year over 15 years to go towards the extensive renovation that the ballpark is currently undergoing. So, it's going to take some time here, but I do feel like it's a pretty unique proposal. And again, just an opportunity for the governor to offer his take on it.
Yeah, and Daryl, obviously, is still a long way out of getting this done and seeing the full picture of it. How much of an impact do you think it plays into the Browns legitimately getting a dome and having this entire thing done? Like a percentage difference, obviously, that's hard to put on it, but just a guesstimate at maybe what the difference might be, in your own opinion.
Well, actually, they could get more money from the state because under this proposal, and I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. Under this proposal, right now the Browns are asking for $600 million from the state. They're asking for $178 million from the county, $422 million from the city of Brook Park to account for the $1.2 billion public contribution, but they're looking to basically bond tax revenue generated by the complex. Sales taxes, admissions taxes, parking taxes, income taxes, etc. And what the governor is saying, instead of, at least from the state contribution part, instead of bonding it, they can just kind of pay for this thing in cash, because they're projecting, the governor told me, around $150 million in annual income generated from these sports betting companies in tax revenue, additional tax revenue to go into this particular fund. Obviously, that's a lot of money, but when you're talking about billion-dollar stadium projects, not only up here, but you're talking in Cincinnati as well, and that money disappears in a heartbeat. It doesn't, you know, $150 million doesn't spend as slowly as it used to back in the day, but I don't know that it changes the Browns' approach very much. They obviously have things to work through as far as the litigation with the city of Cleveland, both at the city or at the county level, I should say, and at the federal level with the dueling pending lawsuits concerning the Modell law. It was interesting to get the governor's take on that whole situation as well. He did his best to stay neutral, but you could tell the governor is a big fan of what the Browns have proposed for Brook Park. And the interesting thread to this proposal the governor has put in is that mixed-use development projects around stadiums and training facilities. Ring a bell? Browns are building District 46 next to their training facility in Berea, and then, of course, they're proposing to build a $1 billion privately financed mixed-use complex. Well, they could also apply for 40% of that. Well, if you apply, that's $400 million. 40% of a billion is $400 million, right? So they could turn around and take that extra $400 million that they got for the mixed-use development. Again, this is assuming that they get that. But just doing some fuzzy math here, they could put that toward the dome. And now guess what? You now no longer need the county's participation, and you could significantly lower Brook Park's participation in the project as well. You know what I'm saying? So if you get 40% for the dome, 40% for that mixed-use development. Oh, yeah, if you get 40%, you know, going toward the $200-plus million Berea development. But again, that's assuming they would get the max. And there is some bureaucracy involved here because part of this proposal is to create a commission that would then decide which stadium project gets which money.
Yeah, that gets real interesting. Again, Daryl on the It's Always Game Day and podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. That's what we got there. Make sure you check it out. 11 o'clock promptly tonight is when you're going to want to listen. Or anytime tomorrow leading up to my show. It's perfectly fine. You can go check it out. But really good stuff. Good stuff out of Daryl and Governor DeWine there. All right, Daryl, over to the less fun conversation, I guess. Like, it's borderline more fun because it's going to be immediate, but also it's more of a probably negative. The reason in your eyes for Shedeur Sanders dropping in the draft as the combine rolled around.
What if I told you he's not dropping in the draft?
I would say that this is what I expect from you and what I also believe, but please continue.
It's called the media has found out what NFL teams really think about Shedeur Sanders. That's why he's quote-unquote dropping. He never dropped. The evaluation's the evaluation. It's just now been learned what the evaluation truly is. It was the media that was pumping it up and saying, oh, he's going to be number one pick in the draft or number two pick in the draft or top three pick in the draft. Team's going to trade up to go get him. Well, you notice that's kind of cooling off right now, right? Well, that's because everyone that went to the combine found out, yeah, teams aren't as crazy about Shedeur Sanders as, you know, the media made it out to be. Now, that's not to say he's not going to turn out to be a great player. Obviously, the Browns are doing their due diligence, but he's not dropping in the draft. It's just the media has found out what the NFL has evaluated, or how I should say, how the NFL has evaluated him.
Yeah, Daryl, I guess then that begs the question with Shador dropping out, and I know that you're more so, when it comes to the top of the draft, more of an anti-quarterback, go away from the quarterback, even trade back. But if you decide and you're the Browns that Cam Ward is the guy, are you considering then trading up to one? Go get him?
Go get him. If your evaluation, I, by the way, vehemently disagree with it, but my opinion doesn't matter. The only opinion matters is Andrew Berry's. And if Andrew Berry has decided or feels like that Cam Ward is the guy, he will be the guy that can come in here and transform this franchise, right? And is a transformational player. You go get the player. It's not hard. Again, I don't have to agree with it. It doesn't matter what I think. It's what Andrew Berry thinks. And if that's what he believes, then you go get the player. It's that simple. If you don't, well, you blow all the smoke between now and the draft that you love him. And if he's still there at two, someone comes up and gets him from you and you get to pocket some very valuable picks, you know, to not take a player you didn't want to take to begin with, right? So, but yeah, if you feel that there's a guy that can change the course of your franchise and the trajectory of your franchise, you go get the guy. I don't think that Cam Ward is that guy. I think that he's, you know, I think he's got the potential to be a good player. I don't know that he's going to transform the Cleveland Browns, but again, my opinion don't matter. If Andrew Berry believes that, then you go get the player.
Daryl, do we have any idea what it would cost in today's game to move up from pick two to pick one?
Probably 2 and 33. Maybe a little something-something on top of that.
That feels like a lot. Feels like they give it up the next pick.
Yeah.
Feels not great.
Yeah. It sure beats having to give up 233 in next year's first round pick. Do you want to do that?
I mean, no, I think the idea there was I wanted less.
I wanted to give up
a third round would have felt a lot better.
My bad. I totally misread that room. As I say it sarcastically, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, no, I just, like, there's not a ton to go off of. Like, we haven't had, I don't think a team's traded from 2 to 1. I tried to very quickly look up if there was something last night when there was a little bit of this conversation. I want to say it was 1990, before I was born. Jeff George was the last time on a very quick, like, and it was two players and a future first.
I was in middle school in 1990. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was, listen, I would reminisce with you, but I can't.
I think I was transcribing We Didn't Start the Fire for a history project.
Oh, yeah. It just doesn't happen. It'd be interesting. I just don't know that with the view that we've had on Cam Ward and Shador Sanders.
Look, if you think that that's the guy, then you go get the guy. It's that simple. But if you have doubts, well, then you stand your ground. And you blow a bunch of smoke and you try and get someone to come up and then maybe you steal one of their valuable picks or two of their valuable picks, you know, for doing that. I mean, look, you're talking to a guy that wants next year's first round pick from either the Giants or Vegas to come get number two. Giants would just have to move up one spot. Vegas has got to come up a couple spots, but you get my point. So I hope it wouldn't have to include next year's first round pick just from the standpoint of, I think next year's first round pick is going to be really, really important to the Browns. But again, it's the most important position on the field. And if that's the guy that Andrew Berry has targeted and feels that he's going to come in here and do the unthinkable, and that's win football games with consistency here, then you go get the guy.
Mike Florio was on with Baskin and Phelps earlier.
Did he just write another Deshaun Watson article or something?
No, surprisingly not the Deshaun article. No, not this time. But he did say that he threw out the idea that basically any team that drafts Shador Sanders, their head coach, might be signing their own pink slip because Deion could be trying to push his way into that coaching position to coach his son after. Are you on board or off board with that idea?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't think that Deion Sanders is pulling strings behind the scenes to get himself an NFL head coaching job.
Which, by the way, Daryl, we agree. So there's no, yeah. I've already publicly disagreed with this last segment, so don't feel bad if you disagree.
I guess congrats on the clicks, I guess. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah,
I mean, look, there's
no question, like the Deion thing hovers in the background or whatever, but I kind of think that's a little bit of a positive for Shador, right? I mean, he's dealt with distraction his whole football life, right? Because his dad, being the great Deion Sanders, you know, was successful at Jackson State, which is why they ended up at Colorado. And, you know, they certainly picked that program up. I'm not going to say that they returned it to glory because, in my view, I don't think Colorado's really accomplished anything. But it's been better. It's been better than what they've had there, right? I mean, it's kind of like the Cleveland Browns under Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. By no stretch of the imagination has it been great, but it's just been better than what has been here. So, yay!
It doesn't feel Bravo. Feel that great.
Golf clap, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
yeah. So no, I don't know that I agree with that take that that Sanders is trying to manipulate it and, you know, sees the Browns potentially as maybe being vulnerable or something like that to making a change. I'm going to respectfully disagree with that take.
Yeah, and like I said, we're on the same page, Daryl, so no big deal. Daryl Reuter, our Cleveland sports beat reporter with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. One of the stories coming out today, Sam Darnold not franchise tagged by the Vikings. So he could be available now. Obviously, there's still a window to operate there where the Vikings could relock him back up. But I don't want to look at this as a bold 2025 just projection here, because I think we know how that one goes. But if you sign Sam Darnold like a three-year deal with the idea that you're building this team up, by year three, is Sam Darnold good enough to have you over any sort of hump beyond make the playoffs?
Probably not. And if you're doing something like that, it's to turn it over to one of these kids you're going to draft, whether it's this year or next year or both, right? Because I do think that there's a chance the Browns draft not one but two quarterbacks, especially if they take one at two. Yeah, I think that they draft a guy in the middle rounds too, along with having a bridge veteran. But again, it goes down. It's not about cash. It's about cap and what can they afford on the cap. And I think the franchise tag for quarterbacks this year was a little over $40 million, if I remember correctly. And they didn't franchise him, which means they don't value him at 40. Let's just say, for sake of discussion, let's go $10 million under that, okay? Let's say it's $30 million per year. So you're talking 3 years between $90 and $100 million contract for Sam Darnold. And again, we're just kind of just throwing numbers out into the ether just for giggles here. I don't know how the Browns make that work from a salary cap standpoint. Even with a lot of that money being signing bonus money, where you can, you know, stretch your obligation. And even if you put three voidable years at the end of the, like, at some point the salary cap bill does come due. I just don't know that the Browns can afford to bring in a quarterback for that kind of money. And that's why I've kind of honed in on paying real close attention to what happens with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. If they move on from him, then you can get him from the veteran minimum and pretty much, I think, accomplish the same thing you would with Sam Darnold.
All right, Darryl, real quick, right before we get you out of here, did we see the Chase DeLauder news today?
Yeah.
Does he ever step on the field for the Cleveland Guardians?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's a sports hernia. He'll be back in 2.5 to 3 months.
But yeah, I don't think it was really the sports hernia alone that did it for me. It was the compiling, like, 3 years of injuries that he's been working off of more.
Yeah, he certainly had a tough road of it, but no, his career's not over by any stretch of the imagination, and I do think we see him at some point. Now, how good is he going to be? How productive will he be? Can he still be a cornerstone player for the Guardians? Those are fair questions. Those are, and I'm not saying your question isn't fair. Don't misunderstand me. But I think those are the questions that I ask. But no, I think we'll see him at some point in a Guardians uniform. I just don't know how productive and effective he's going to be.
As long as he doesn't Daniel Espino me, I'll feel good. I'll feel good. Feel all right. Darryl, as always, good stuff out of you. Enjoy the Cavs game and enjoy the rest of your week.
You bet, Jake.
That was Darryl Ryder, our Browns and Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.